Okay, hello, good morning. I'm Jakub, and I would like to very briefly present activities that we do with a collective called Bludný Kámen. And particularly, I would focus on an exhibition that we prepared during this summer in August and September. It actually finished about 2 weeks ago. And it was an exhibition, Sounding, Resonating, Vibrating, which was focusing on different sound environments from the perspective of the curators. So first about Bludný Kámen, it's a collective of quite a few people. There are some, I don't know, about maybe 40 people. But like the core of the collective is just about five people. Based in Opava and Ostrava, which are a town and a city in the eastern part of Czech Republic. So also like the location of this collective and of our activities is a bit in the periphery, quite far from the center and from the capital. But we're trying to do our best to build new centers. So about the activities, we are, or Bludný Kámen is active since some 20 years. It started 1996, I think. The head who started it is Martin Klimesh, that maybe some of you know, a curator, a gallerist, and organizer of concerts of experimental music and of festivals, which is also like the part of our activities. So in Opava we have a gallery where we do exhibitions. This year, or 2016 to 17, there is a series of exhibitions focusing on sound and light in the arts. So we're doing like there are some eight, nine exhibitions a year. We did an open call, and now there is this ongoing series of exhibitions. Apart from that, we are doing different kinds of lectures, organizing performances and concerts of experimental music and festivals of experimental music. The last one was a part of the Biennale Ostrava Days, which was also took place in Ostrava this August, and it was the mini marathon of electronic music that Martina Poznańska was playing 2 years ago. So that's just general information about Bludný Kámen, and I would like to say a few words about the exhibition that we prepared for this summer. Actually, it's sixth exhibition, like bigger collective exhibition that we do each autumn, and it's all like late summer autumn, and it started in 2012 with a John Cage exhibition called Naho Before John Cage, which presented a collective of some, I don't know, 60 artists, mostly Czech and Slovak or Central European, were somehow inspired by John Cage's ideas, concepts, and it was a small brother of the Josef Čereš Membra Disjecta for John Cage. Okay, so now it's this exhibition, Sounding, Resonating, Vibrating. The idea was to present sound in the arts from the point of view of the curators of Bludný Kámen. So first of all, we wanted to continue with these like bigger collective exhibitions and to present like all different approaches in sound art, like, or sound in the arts, because it wasn't we didn't want to focus on sound art because it's just a part of the sound as a medium in the arts. And so from this broader perspective, where we wanted to also show like graphics cores and sound installations and all different stuff, we decided to narrow it somehow and present different approaches to sound environments or sonic environments. These environments are not like the environments of soundscape, the ideas of this like sound ecologist and acoustic ecologist, but we perceived it as a different kind of actually mostly like inside and or indoor environments, like that, like the environments where you can feel, or yeah, the environments when you can feel you're somehow surrounded by the sound, and yeah, and different perspectives on this topic. So I will present the artists and their pieces that they presented. We chose in the end 11 artists. There are two women, which is not many. One is Ulrike Koenigshofer and one is Magda Stavarska-Bieven. But yeah, there are some at least. So I would start maybe with
sorry, maybe I think it's not really necessary to present 11 artists,
okay,
because it's difficult to present something.
Choose your favorite.
Yeah, choose your favorite.
Okay. No, okay, I think that a very, very nice piece was presented by Ladislav Železný and Adam Železný, two Czech artists. Two Czech artists who presented this piece before in Jihlava, in the Igloo Gallery, I think it's called Igloo Gallery, Sound Art Gallery.
It was first presented in Prague in a Versus.
Oh, was it? Okay. Yeah. Okay. So it was this piece called Tabula Rasa, and actually it worked with three porcelain plates, and it used the porcelain as a resonator. There were like two piezos on each of the plate, and like through the feedback it resonated, it made like the porcelain plates resonating. So like you came in the space and the space was filled with like really nice sound of the three resonating plates in different pitches, and that was really amazing. It was in this dark room with only the lights, and unfortunately we didn't make recordings, so I won't play it, but you have to imagine at least. Pablo Sanz, that may be some of you field recordist and like sound environmentalist, sound ecologist maybe, let's say. He presented his mesh series, also like very simple sets of field recordings, which went into like very like peripheral sounds that are on the periphery of human's perception. So like some crackings and some recordings of environments where man can't reach actually, and it was presented in such way that there were only the folding chairs and you had the sleeping masks, and the only accompanying text was the number of the GPS coordinates. So you didn't actually know, like, from the titles where it was recorded or something, but the only thing was the coordinates, which weren't like really illustrative, but it was like a nice transmission to the environment. And maybe to finish with a woman, let's do. Ulrike Koenigshofer, because I really loved her piece. I don't know if some of you know her. She's a really great artist. She does a lot of experimenting in her art. She works with technologies, with different kind of like systems that she produces, that she makes, and experiments with not only sound but also with spatial properties of spaces where she works, and things like that. Here on the Sounding, Resonating, Vibrating exhibition, she prepared this piece which was called Sensual Deprivation, and it consisted of this soundproof box, of this photo of what's inside the box, which is microphone recording the space of the box, and then it was amplified by the amplifier, and it actually made noise. Like the amplifier made noise because she was also like working with a closed circle of these, like of the emptiness of the or absence of the sound going through all this like technological devices, making noise, not some void. And I think it was a really beautiful piece. It was presented in this room with Daniel Koniusz. Daniel Koniusz, I'm not sure about the name of this piece, but it was a mineral wool in the frame with special acoustic properties, or like yes, so it actually absorbed sound, and when you were walking close enough to this frame of mineral wool, like the perception of the acoustics of the space totally changed. It was really, it's an amazing experience. We saw it at one exhibition in Bytom in Poland, and yeah, it was really very, very intense. So we decided to put this unsound installation in our sound exhibition.
Maybe questions?
Yeah, so thank you for listening. If there are some comments, questions, whatever. And also, I'm sorry, just a second. I forgot to bring catalogs, but there are catalogs. I have a PDF file, so if you want, I can send you them, or if you want the book, the actual catalog, I can send you by post. There is a curator's text by Martin Klimesz, and then a text on like the sound environments by myself, and then of course about all the artists.
So, how do you do fundraising?
We're actually funded mostly by the Ministry of Culture grants. So yeah, we're dependent on grants.
And how do you deal with them? Because is it only just for that project that you focus on sound or sonic art? But or do you want to do that always?
No. Not everything we do is connected with sound.
Okay.
But actually, this 2 years we are mostly like focusing on presenting sound,
mm-hmm,
in the gallery space.
So connected to that, how do you see then the possibility to create sound art in general? How do you see that as a, you know, something that you can actually do? And how do you see that? I mean, you're not really a gallery, but do you consider Do you consider your project a gallery?
Well,
how would you sell sound art?
Well, because yeah, Bruni Kamen runs a gallery. It has a gallery, but this actual exhibition, the Sound Resonating Vibrating, was presented. It's a thing that I forgot to mention. It was presented in 7 galleries, and it was presented in two cities, and it was a part of the Ostrava Days, like the new music festival. It was a really much broader project than we usually do. But it was in collaboration with these galleries. So we actually had enough space for the artists to present each of the pieces in like one room or like almost like that. So we had enough room to show the pieces, the sound art pieces, the sound installations in separate environments. So it could like sound and resonate in the space itself, mm-hmm. without any. Other like, just there were some titles and accompanying text actually.
Another question.
What's the name? I'm a bit lost in translation.
It's a wandering stone or wandering like the
You're
traveling
rolling
one.
Stone.
Huh?
Rolling stone.
Rolling stone, something like that. Yeah, yeah.
Like Wanderlande stone, stain. Then there are the stones which are brought by glacier and left somewhere when the glacier went back to the north, coming back to the east.
isn't it the stone which, if you cross it, you lose the way?
A bludný kořen. Kamene, ledoká. I have just a comment. So
yes, please.
Bludný kámen is like one of the few art projects in Bohemia, which are trying to combine music, contemporary music and visual art. Actually, Lenka, she's the creator in Jihlava, she founded there 2 years ago and small. Gallery, which is tribute to sound art somehow. So it's, to your question, sound art is very difficult to sell and even very difficult to exhibit, of course. And
how do you make an art fair for sound art?
For me, a personal point, so I think that sound art actually doesn't really belong to the galleries.